Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Kerry O'Connor has 3. Paula Poundstone, 2.
All right. Well, Paula, you are sadly in third place, so you will start.
Boy, we haven't heard those words ever before.
Yeah. Clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Yeah. On Wednesday, Bradley Manning was sentenced to 35 years in prison for giving confidential files to blank.
WikiLeaks.
Right. The UN launched an investigation over reports that the Syrian government had used blanks against civilians.
Chemical weapons.
Right. Late Tuesday, Mark Zuckerberg announced his new plan to provide blank access to everyone.
Internet.
Right. Immediately after the minutes from the Federal Reserve's meeting were released on Wednesday, blanks plunged.
Stocks.
Right. New laws being implemented in Shenzhen, China will make it a crime to blank.
Use plastic Chinese sticks.
No, pee on the seat.
Oh, to pee on the toilet seat.
The Catholic news agency Zenit reported this week that blank had said that he'd retired because God told him to.
Oh, the Pope that retired.
Pope Benedict.
Yeah.
After his car burst into flames in the California freeway this week, blank was rescued without injury.
Dick Van Dyke!
Yeah, we're so happy for him. A Chinese zoo was caught using a fake lion when the lion began blanking.
Barking.
Yes! Turns out the man-eating beast was really just a long-haired dog with his hair teased out into a giant mane. Zookeepers eventually admitted to this, and then further inspection revealed a white fox was posing as a leopard, and two rodents in a cage were labeled snake.
Carl, yet another zoo scam.
How did Paula do on our quiz?
7 correct answers.
Pretty impressive.
Well, that 14 more points, so now Paula has the lead with 16 points.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You did that like you had some caffeine spray. You did well.
I'm, as you can tell by looking at me, Peter, I mix my caffeine spray with my tanning spray.
All right, Kira, you're up next. Fill in the blank. After he was cleared in his retrial and corruption charges, former Egyptian President Blank was released from jail on Thursday.
Mubarak.
Right. Officials at Fukushima's nuclear plant in Japan raised threat levels after a storage tank began blanking.
Leaking.
Right. Because of the sequester, federal funding for the preschool program Blank was cut across the country this week.
Head Start.
Right. On Thursday, President Obama unveiled a new ranking system for blanks that would increase affordability.
Colleges.
Right. After 911 was flooded with calls, police in Connecticut issued a reminder to residents that blank doesn't qualify as an emergency.
Running out of red wine.
No. The cable going out during Breaking Bad. 16 years after her death, British police have reopened the investigation into the car crash that killed blank.
Diana.
Right. Tennis star Maria Sharapova decided this week not to change her last name to blank to promote her new candy.
Sugarpova.
Right. 2 robbers in Chicago were arrested after they returned to the restaurant they were trying to rob because blank.
They left their wallet there.
No, because the owner said it wasn't a good time to be robbed and asked them to come back later. I don't know who I'm more proud of as a Chicagoan, the resourceful restaurant owner, or the polite thieves. The Clifton Grill was super busy when 2 men showed up without a reservation, tried to rob it. The owner said, hey, this is not a good time. It's really busy. Could you come back in about an hour? So the 2 most obliging robbers ever, they did that. Then they waited patiently while the owner went into the back to get his checkbook. Yes, they had also agreed to take a check. And was surprised when he came back with the police instead. Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points, but Paula still has the lead with 16.
All righty, then. How many, then, does Adam need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, here we go, Adam. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. The Council of Europe has asked the UK to explain why a journalist partner was detained and computers were destroyed at the blank newspaper.
Guardian.
Right. To prove the existence of a bug that would allow people to post in anyone's Facebook timeline, a Palestinian man posted his findings on blank.
His Facebook timeline. On Zuckerberg's timeline.
On Zuckerberg's timeline. Exactly. Mark Zuckerberg. Because of a technical problem, blank stopped all trading after noon on Thursday.
NASDAQ.
Right. This week, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie signed a bill banning conversion therapy for blank teens.
Gay.
Right. Police in New Hampshire were able to catch a shoplifter loaded down with electronics because he had blanked.
Electrocuted himself.
Locked his keys in his car. Okay. Apple news site iMore reported that the next iPhone will be available in the color blank.
Gold.
Yes. A grandmother at a wedding in Britain got mixed up while attempting to throw confetti at the bride and accidentally blanked.
Threw a rock at her.
No, threw her drink on her instead. It's an easy mistake to make. You have your cocktail in one hand, you're confetti in the other. Next thing you know, the bride is a face full of pims. Bride laughed it off, saying it helped make the wedding more memorable. And besides, her grandmother never could hold her liquor.
Yes.
Carl, did Adam do well enough to win? Because he did pretty well.
He needed six correct answers to tie, but he had five
correct
answers. So with 16 points, Paula Poundstone is this week's champion.
Paula Poundstone comes from third to win. That's exciting. How do you feel, Paula?
Well, good, but I got to say, I don't think I could have answered any of Adam's questions.
Well, Paula, you knew there was a pope, or there had been one. That was that's good.
That's like that famous expression, does Paula know there's a pope?